From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hi, this is Bob, VK4BOB, up in the tropical paradise of Cairns. 10 hams from Cairns Amateur Radio Club travelled up to Cooktown in far north Queensland on the 14th of August to operate the next day, Saturday, from the car park by the Grassy Hill Lighthouse using the club's call of VK4, Grassy Hill Lighthouse, that's GHL. But first, on Friday evening, many of us enjoyed a sunset cheese and bickies cruise on the river and into the mangrove swamps. On Saturday, a few of us also activated POTA locations, including the Grassy Hill Lighthouse State Heritage Area, Endeavour River, Endeavour River National Park, and Black Mountain National Park. For some of our newer members, these were their introductions to this part of our hobby. Much of the day up on Grassy Hill seemed to be spent socialising rather than playing radio, especially with hot dogs for lunch, then later spag bol and curried rice for dinner, plus snacks and freshly brewed coffee throughout the day. Just after sunset, however, we saw on the weather radar a rather nasty stretch of rain heading up the coast towards us. We had the large gazebo, cooking gear, tables, chairs, antenna, radio, batteries and all the other stuff packed away in record time just as the first drops of rain hit us. So, unfortunately, there went the evening's chances of some good DX. The call sign VK4GHL was first used way back in 2005, specifically for the lighthouse activation by a group of enthusiasts led by Mike, VK4MIK. However, over the years, many of these hams dwindled due to distance travelled, advanced age, or unfortunately became SKs. A few years ago, with the introduction of official council permission, insurance and so on, the Cairns Amateur Radio Club stepped up and the call sign was transferred to us. The gathering this year demonstrated how well everyone in our club gets along and focuses on enjoying life around ham radio. Several of our members who attended this year didn't have their licences when they were up on the hill last year, which is a great recommendation for our club. Up on the hill this year were VK4SJB Steve, VK4SWE Lynn and Old Man Tex, VK4XL Tony, VK4NAN Lisa, VK4FCR Doug, VK4SHE Michelle, VK4GED Gareth, VK2FUZZ John, VK4MHF Malcolm, VK2FA Graham, and VK4BOB. We'll be back there next year for sure, and visitors will be welcome. So, start planning now.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you are tuned to Q News, the state-based part of the WIA National News Service. In the Burdekin, Dalrymple and Hinchinbrook districts, plus the city of Townsville, the Q News transmission can be heard on the VK4RAT VHF repeater immediately following the 9 a.m. WIA news every Sunday morning. On behalf of the Tarkink retransmit team, this is Lyndall, VK4ZM.
It's Sunday the 23rd of August and it's time for a bit of a look at what's coming up for the Darling Downs Radio Club and other things. Almost sounds like the title of a song. Hi, I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Club. The Management Committee met last Sunday and decided lots of important stuff, which will be detailed in a note to members and others shortly. We're only just out of the blocks from the AGM and already setting up meetings for the coming year and working towards our big goal of a permanent clubhouse. Congratulations to Perry, VK4PER, who joins us as a member of the Management Committee. Perry gained his Australian licence earlier this year using the club's assessment team, and he hasn't looked back. If you're in the Downs area and you'd like to get or upgrade your licence, we're here to help. There's no charge for assessments or coaching. That's how keen we are to give you a start or improve your skills. And there are no gender or age barriers. Many of our members have had a licence since their teens and intend to keep going until, well, just keep going. Gotta love this hobby. Our next club meeting is on Monday the 14th of September, and we're touring radio station 4DDB. Community radio is such a great training ground where you can learn all kinds of skills that are useful in the big world and give back to help others create content. The tour will show you what goes into a radio station to make it work, how signals move around. Come and learn about balanced lines, circular polarization, and audio interfaces, all stuff that you can use around the shack to improve what you do on air. That's Monday the 14th of September at 4DDB in Toowoomba. Details are on the website at ddrci.org.au. Last Sunday, we ran our first full weekly 2-metre net using the refurbished repeater, now improved with Echolink. Getting on Echolink as a user sounds intimidating, but it's easy once you have the steps in place. We've put a guide to doing that on the website, cleverly hidden as a calendar entry on the rotator. Just go to the homepage and wait until the obvious words come around, then click. Simples. Also on the website rotator is a cute article from Warren, VK4FJ, about how he refurbished a very sad-looking Morse key. It's now shiny and usable, and Warren's step-by-step instructions are in the article to help you achieve an equally good result. And a message from the club, get well, Wazza. If you're just joining this channel, you might have missed that we've spent this year following the 52-week Ham Radio Challenge. It's a great program of weekly ideas to help you progress your way through different aspects of our hobby. Some are easy, some are hard. And that's why it's called a challenge. But all the weekly ideas are achievable, and they're all a bit of fun. We're now up to week 35, and this challenge is give someone their first contact. Is there someone around you who might have an interest in radio if only someone could show them how to use a radio and encourage them a bit? Your challenge is to find that person and get them started. The 52-week Ham Radio Challenge is at hamchallenge.org, or find out all about it via our club website. Coming up after the morning national news and Q News, we're doing our weekly 2-metre net, now available on RF and Echolink. Drop in and say hi. That's at 1000 AEST via VK4RDD or Echolink node 69250. It's easy to find on the app via VK4DAK-L. If you have questions, if you'd like to get into the club's mailing list, or if you'd like to get off the list, it's all achieved very easily by sending a note to secretary@ddrci.org.au. And if you still haven't renewed your membership, or if you'd like to join, check the big red button on the club website at ddrci.org.au. I'm John, VK4JPM, for the Darling Downs Radio Club. I'll catch you next week with more news from DDRCI. 73s.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.